AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The governor of Alabama signed a bill protecting IVF providers from legal liability. Republican State Representative Corley Ellis.
This is a good pro-family bill is what I call it, and it's going to put families back together.
The bill was in response to a state Supreme Court decision that said frozen embryos are children. A New Mexico jury has convicted Hannah Gutierrez Reed of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Gutierrez Reed was the weapons supervisor, the jury deliberating for just a few hours.
Pretty much is just that all the never did the safety checks. Never checked the rounds, to pull them out, to look at them, shake them. I mean, if you'd have done that, this wouldn't have happened.
Juror Alberto Sanchez. Opening arguments are scheduled to begin tomorrow now that the jury has been seated in the manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, father of high school shooter Ethan Crumbly. This is ABC News. Homeland Security has unveiled the first airport self-screening lanes at Harry Reid International in Las Vegas. For now, the checkpoints are only for pre-check customers. The DEA is warning online retailers the government will come after them if they continue to sell machines which can create pills that look like the real thing.
The DEA is saying it confiscated 79 million deadly counterfeit pills made by pill press machines that are sold online.
You can't have 79 million fake pills unless you have the machinery to make the pills.
DEA Administrator Ann Milgram saying many of those pills added to the more than 110,000 drug overdoses in 2022. She's warning the pill machine manufacturers to stop selling outside legitimate drug companies. Andy Field, ABC News.
The coach of the Los Angeles Football Club has been fined $10,000 by Major League Soccer for complaining about last weekend's game being played in snow and lightning. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette loses on senior night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles at home tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee against the number 2 ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles with a run late in the game, but fell short. Coverage on Fox Sports 1.
Playing without Tyler Cole, like, yep. Hanging around. It's a 3. It's Joplin. That's no good. And UConn, 74-67, as intense of a game as you will see. And the Huskies have win number 27. It's a win on the road against ranked Marquette.
And a very talented UConn team, too. And you come in shorthanded, very competitive effort.
The final, UConn 74, Marquette 67. Up next, Marquette on the road against Xavier this Saturday evening. Bucks on the West Coast tonight against Golden State. The Wisconsin Badgers host Rutgers tomorrow night with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper 20s to near 30 degrees. And for tomorrow, more clouds around, maybe a sprinkle or two, but staying mild, highs close to 50. There could be a few flurries Thursday night into Friday morning, then it clears out and warms back up through the 40s for the weekend. It's 42 right now.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll preview Biden's State of the Union Address right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Even zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy midweek. Happy Wednesday. There's a lot going on today, a lot to talk about. Of course, Super Tuesday was yesterday. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Also, why Trump is going to lose. I want to start that with the second hour. And billionaire Elon Musk told his 175 million followers on X that President Biden has committed treason by secretly flying 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin America to U.S. airports. Turns out it's all a lie. I'll break that down for you in the second hour. Also, Hunter and a Farmer's World alert, why the definition of ADHD is often a slippery thing. In our third hour, Mark Alicia is going to drop by to tell us, he's an investigative reporter for Raw Story, why Marjorie Taylor Greene is getting fresh scrutiny from regulators for election violations. And the most underreported story of the week in our third hour, Putin's right-hand man, Dmitry Medvedev, unveiled a new map of Russia on Monday. It got virtually no coverage, but it includes all of Ukraine and parts of Poland and parts of the Baltic states. And he says, yep, we're going to invade two NATO allies after we finish off Ukraine. He just came right out and said it. And, I've seen no mention of this anywhere. It's mind-boggling. Anyhow. Our first hour, being Wednesday, is Congressman Mark Pocan. Yeah, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting, middays with Mark. Congressman Pocan on the line with us. Lines are open, by the way, if you'd like to talk to Congressman Pocan. He will be with us for the whole hour, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. Congressman Pocan is the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, or XM, or whatever you call that these days. Congressman, welcome back to the program. What did you think about last night's results?
Hey, Tom. Glad to be here. It was interesting. I was watching quite a few of them, some of my colleagues, making sure they're coming back. I'm going to lose a few colleagues to California no matter what happened on the Senate race. Yeah. But, I think... It's interesting that Donald Trump now officially, I guess, by all measures, is going to be their nominee. And we know Joe Biden's going to be the Democratic nominee. So this is what I think the rerun we've been expecting. Now we just have to make sure the rerun isn't like most reruns, not as exciting as the first time. We have to have turnout, because the one thing we do know is the MAGA crowd comes out no matter what, because they're programmed to do so. But we got to make sure that we're doing the same and making sure along the way that we're expressing any concerns or the things that we want to see happen in the future with the Democrats as November gets closer.
Yeah. Amen. I realize this is almost irrelevant, but it was good for a good strong headline last night. What happened with American Samoa? Was this guy Jason Palmer the only person who showed up there to campaign or something? I mean,
Yeah, he had a couple events there, and the vote total was, I think, under 200 people who voted, if I saw it right. So it's something I just briefly saw this morning, but I guess that happened previously. I think Bloomberg might have won it one other time, and it just sounds like it's a different primary.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Cornyn has announced that he's interested in being part of, or he's interested in running the Senate, you know, as Mitch McConnell has stepped down, and he's being attacked on Twitter. And it's always hard to tell if these are Russian robots or just, you know, brainwashed Americans, but they're calling him John Ukraine Cornyn and saying he's not a real conservative. Is the support for Ukraine, has it become that toxic among the Republicans? Is the tide turning this rapidly?
Parts of the Republican base, I do think it's especially embarrassing for anyone in Washington who actually gets classified briefings and the rest to have that position because, you know, honestly, Tom, it's impossible. I mean, if we're not there to support Ukraine, what you just talked about, and you're going to talk about, I think, later in your program about this new map that someone put out on Russia. I mean,
Medvedev, the former president.
There is every reason, without going into details I can't, that we should be concerned about Ukraine. And, you know, for this to be just because Putin is a white dude who likes, you know, white politics, that's not enough for people to be saying we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine. It's really very dangerous rhetoric.
Yeah, I get that. And then another interesting story here. Mark Robinson, this guy in North Carolina who just won the Republican gubernatorial primary, the guy loves Hitler. Unabashedly, and yet when the New York Times did a story about him, they didn't even mention that. What's up with our media, and what's up with the Republican Party and all this love for the sudden love for Hitler? Is this because they also love Putin and Trump? I mean, have they just decided, hey, let's just go full fascist?
This is unfortunately the current Republican Party. A former colleague of mine, Reed Ribble, was a member of Congress from the Green Bay area in Wisconsin, a true conservative and a decent person that you could, you know, negotiate with, compromise with, but I mean, had conservative values. I just saw he posted on Twitter, Carrie Lake blocked him on Twitter or X, whatever you call it now. And he's a sitting former Republican member of Congress. Like if a former Republican member who's not that far removed, you know, is being treated like that by the Republican Party and his successor, Mike Gallagher, because he voted not to impeach, you know, the head of Homeland Security, had to announce he's not running. That's the reality of the current Republican Party. So even from my own state's perspective, a very purple state that you have to win to become president, this extreme politics is affecting even hardcore Republicans, turning them off. And I just think it's a scary strategy to have.
Yeah, it seems so. And finally, normally when you come on, you know, every other week here for Middays with Mark, I open by saying, what's on your mind today? If I missed that, I did miss that. Is there anything in particular that you want to highlight before we start picking up calls?
Yeah, one thing very briefly, just because you and your listeners have been so active on this, but we had a very major meeting last week on Medicare Advantage with the secretary, and the groups and members that are working on this all got together, and we had a great conversation. I just want you to know, I mean, this is an issue that came out of your callers bringing this up, Tom, and you know, talking to them about it. And we now have the most organization we've ever seen. You know, majority of people in this country are on Medicare Advantage, and they're overbilling us to the tune of $140 billion in the last year that was recorded. That's enough to pay for Medigap insurance for every single person on Medicare. We're working on some real changes, and I think, you know, the insurance industry is going to hate the direction we're going. It's twice as profitable as normal health insurance, but we're going to make sure that Medicare is protected. Only Medicare is Medicare. And again, I just think, you know, it's one of those successes coming out of your program. It's nice to share with listeners that, you know, when they call in, when they talk to their members of Congress, they can have a positive effect.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great thing. And good on you for, you know, taking those calls seriously. It is a big deal. All right, let's pick up some calls here. Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good morning. Tom, help me with this if I get it wrong. Tom published a rant last week on Monday about how the Republicans plan to steal the election, and it seems like that is their plan based on what they're running on. So basically, if no candidate gets to 270, it defaults to the House. And if they refute, and if we get a majority in the Democratic, the Democrats in the House, and there's so much brouhaha they've kicked up that I think it would be Johnson that refused to seat them, then it all goes up in flames. Am I understanding? Did I get that right, Tom?
Well, sort of. It was if Congress, well, it was kind of long and convoluted, but it's coming out of Republican strategy sessions. But, you know, the bottom line is that they want to prevent that 270 electoral college votes for either candidate. And then it goes to the House where there's 26 Republican. Each state has one vote. Congressman, your thoughts on this? Holly, thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't think that's a especially likely scenario. I think we'll have a more definitive based on the state election results. But all it means, all the more than ever, is states like my state, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and Arizona, Nevada, states like that, we're just really going to have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get out the vote, because those are those swing states. Mm-hmm. And we need to have a definitive win to make sure that that Joe Biden wins.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Biden. Congressman Pocan. Sorry, Joe Biden's picture just popped up on the TV in front of me. We'll be right back with your calls. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
And we'll be right back with your calls for Representative Pocan.
From your hometown station for news, talk, and sports, 910 AM WBZH. 910 AM for news, talk, and sports.
I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love if you're a dog? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs seemed after we made the switch. I mean, there's a spring in their step, their coats got shinier, they lost a little bit of weight, they looked just great. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. It's dry to the touch, so there's no mess. How it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know that you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Charlotte in San Diego, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, Tom and Representative. I'm calling because I just read this morning in the Washington Post that several smaller, I don't know what to call it, amounts of military help has gone to Israel, and it has not been made public because it's under a certain dollar amount. And if that is so, I'm wondering why that's not being done for Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, I think there has been help that's gone to Ukraine as well before we even approved aid initially. So I don't think there's a interesting flag or call on that one, Charlotte. I think it's just, you know, that's part of what we did with Ukraine and do with Ukraine and do with Israel. Although I think, you know, for many of us now, we're at the point not happy with seeing how Israel's using some of our technology and our assistance and really would like to see conditions on that aid or, you know, question the aid entirely. Right now, I would argue Benjamin Netanyahu's interests are not the United States' interests, and we have to look at it that way.
Diane in Lynchburg, Virginia, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, Tom, and hello, Tom, and this is Diane. And I've been watching a program in the morning, and there's a commercial coming on about Medicare Advantage, and it shows like two actors playing with each other. It doesn't seem to me that it's very legal what they're doing, what they're saying. They're acting like, you know, Medicare Part C is commonly known as Medicare Advantage, and making it sound like, oh, you know, we're missing out, we need to get it. Is that legal?
Yeah, Diane, I mean, legally they can advertise. Right now I think it's a period of time where you can switch from one MA plan to another. There's all these weird periods of time, and they're up on the air, and Medicare is not. What I can tell you from conversations with Secretary Becerra's office is they've turned down over 1,000 ads, Tom, that have been misleading, that have been put out there by the insurance companies, which I think really speaks volumes, right? And one of the things that we're hearing now, you know, the advance rate notice for the increase in Medicare Advantage as proposed is 3.7%, which I think many of us think is too much, and we're talking to the department about that. Of course, the industry wants more, but one of the things they're claiming is that if they don't get the assistance they need, you know, that they're going to have to do more denials. And we already know one of the real problems with Medicare Advantage is they won't approve your care you need, and then you have to appeal it. Once appealed, 85% of them are overturned. So they're just denying coverage that people need simply for profits. And there's plenty of reasons why MA needs to be talked about. But those commercials are allowable during certain periods of time. The good news is the department's on top of it, and 1,000 of them have been rejected.
Amazing. Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
Appreciate it. Congressman Pocan, I just had a question about what the Democratic plan is for January 21st if Trump wins. Is there a plan? Are you guys talking about a plan? Like, we've been through one of his terms. If we go through another, are you guys ready to stand up and do whatever it takes to obstruct him? Like, is there a plan? That's my question. Thank you.
Yeah, Patrick, there's no single plan because there's a number of outcomes. You know, you could have a Democratic Senate or not. You could have a Democratic House or not. And then you're going to have a president, Democrat or Republican. And all of those matter. I mean, if they have a trifecta of the House, Senate, and White House, there's no question we're going to stand up to Donald Trump. But that would be devastating. You know, if we have one or two of the houses, that'd be another thing. But I think the most likely outcome is if people get out to vote, we'll have a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and we hope a Democratic Senate. That's probably where the toughest row is. So there's a multitude of plans you could have. I think we're ready for whatever happens. I just want to make sure that if I get ready for November properly, I don't have to worry about that next plan that you rightfully bring up.
Congressman, we have just a little less than a minute before we hit this hard break at the bottom of the hour. Are you optimistic about this November?
I am, in that I think people do get – Donald Trump has not expanded his base, right, through all of this. And every time I look at polls of independents, they are far more with us. I think the question I have is, where's our base? Are we going to be as motivated as Donald Trump's base? And right now, I'm not sure. When I look at the uncommitted vote in Michigan or Minnesota, which we haven't even talked about, was even larger, there's people who clearly are not happy, especially with the policy in the Middle East. And we have to address that, and we have to let people know how important November really is.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, Middays with Mark, here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a couple minutes on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov, pocan.house.gov, and you can tweet him or X him or whatever at Rep. Mark Pocan. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a few moments.
Rice Lake Hayworth's choice for news, talk, and sports.
The Buzz of the North.
The Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The governor of Alabama signed a bill protecting IVF providers from legal liability. Republican State Representative Corley Ellis.
This is a good pro-family bill is what I call it, and it's going to put families back together.
The bill was in response to a state Supreme Court decision that said frozen embryos are children. A New Mexico jury's convicted Hannah Gutierrez-Reed of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Gutierrez-Reed was the weapons supervisor, the jury deliberating for just a few hours.
Pretty much is just that all the never did the safety checks, never checked the rounds to pull them out to look at them, shake them. I mean, if you'd have done that, this wouldn't happen.
Juror Alberto Sanchez. Opening arguments are scheduled to begin tomorrow now that a jury has been seated in the manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, father of high school shooter Ethan Crumbly. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Right now, vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing Wednesday would cut that down to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study found rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds with us in the overnight with lows dropping to the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Southeast winds on the breezy side. Plenty of clouds for Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. A couple of sprinkles can't be ruled out. Perhaps some flurries Thursday night. Right now, it's 40.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us taking your calls for the hour. Martin in Cincinnati, Ohio. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thanks for having me. I do have a question. What is the Democrats' plan in terms of strategy? I haven't seen much on the front of that, like, because there's a lot of scary stuff these Republicans are pushing for. I mean, not the least of which is Project 2025.
Yeah, I mean, Martin, honestly, I do think they have a coherent strategy, which is talking about what we've done, especially the first 2 years Joe Biden was president, from getting us out of COVID and investing in America to the infrastructure bill, which is the first time any president, Democrat or Republican, in recent history has invested in our infrastructure, to the bill Chips and Science Act, better known as a bill that helps make things here again in America, computer chips and specifically. And the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering the cost of healthcare, prescription drug negotiating for Medicare, lowering the cost of insulin to $35 for people on Medicare, and lowering energy costs, the biggest investments in climate change ever in the country. I mean, we have real things to run on, and the president's talking about those. And I think that's the difference, right? Donald Trump wants to huff and puff about the border and then blocks any legislation from happening that could affect the border. And we've actually done things. And that's what Joe Biden's going around talking about. So I think you're going to keep hearing that. But that's the message. I mean, Joe Biden's done things for the American people that have made their lives better. And Donald Trump is just going to continue to be Donald Trump.
Yeah, well said. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I think it's morning. That's right.
So it is here.
Let's assume. That's right. So let's assume that Joe Biden wins in November and he's inaugurated in the following January. He's reelected on day one, week one, month one, even year one following that event. Do you honestly believe that Joe Biden in his second and final term feel free enough to behave as an unapologetic, unambiguous progressive such that he will announce that his
Pearson, your phone is going in and out. It sounds like you've got your thumb over your microphone or something.
No, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Do you believe?
Okay.
We heard everything up to do you believe?
Right. Do you believe that Joe Biden will become an unapologetic, unambiguous progressive in such that he will announce that his administration and the Democratic Party will aggressively push for lowering the age for Medicare to 55 or 50, while pushing for the establishment of single-payer, expanded and improved Medicare for all, and also be nice, a cherry on top would be, for him to announce that the party will stop sabotaging passively aggressively candidates like Cenk Uygur, Nina Turner, people like that, so that we can push the party where it needs to be, and the country.
Yeah, Pearson, Joe Biden's never told you he's a progressive, right? So he's not going to suddenly become something he's not. However, he has governed more progressive than anyone I could think of in recent history. When you look at the Build Back Better agenda and the investments in this country, and he has very clearly said he wants to finish that agenda with a second term. That means assistance on things like childcare. That means expanding health care. So is he going to come around to Medicare for all? My guess is not, unless we really make a strong, strong case through the grassroots. But he has governed in a very progressive way, especially in those first 2 years when we had the trifecta of the House and the Senate. So let's get through November. Let's hope we have the House and the Senate. And let's continue to finish that Build Back agenda, which is very progressive, as well as put other progressive priorities out there.
Phil in Aurora, South Dakota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, on this NASA program, where's the money come for that? Where are they getting the money for it? I could care less about going to the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Phil, that is part of the federal government, what we do. And You know, I wasn't real wild about the Space Force either when that was instituted. But when it comes to NASA, there is support and there is some research that happens through it.
Mark in Long Beach, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, thank you so much. Mr. Pocan, on February 20th, I spoke to Tom Hartman and I said, I have an idea how aid can be given to Ukraine. If Speaker Johnson goes along with Hakeem Jeffries, and in case the Freedom Caucus gets upset, he'll have his back. And Mr. Hartman replied correctly the following two things. Whether it would work or not is a question unseen because of the Speaker's ability to trump. And the second thing Mr. Hartman said was that would end the possibility of Hakeem Jeffries ever becoming Speaker. Well, on Sunday, guess what? Mike Turner, head of the Appropriations Committee, said that Hakeem Jeffries made a trip to Speaker Johnson and said, if you give aid, we know that those eight members are going to be against you. So what I'm telling you is we will have your back 100%. And Mike Turner said that aid is coming to Ukraine. And I just want to ask you if you've heard anything about that.
No, I think it's just Mike Turner. First of all, he's not the head of the Appropriations Committee. So I think it's just him on a, you know, pontificating. Hakeem has not told us that. In fact, he always comes in and checks in with the various caucus leadership when he's going to do something like that. We all want to. I think almost every Democrat wants to make sure we've got the aid going to Ukraine. But we have not been told that. So I think it could just be Mike Turner, you know, offering his I guess expertise or his what he thinks can happen, but he's not the head of the Appropriations Committee. It's Kay Granger.
Is Mike Turner a Republican?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman Pocan. I'm concerned about the behavior of our so-called ally, NATO ally, Germany. Chancellor Scholz refuses to supply Taurus long-range missiles to Ukraine, and then he reveals that British and French special forces are in Ukraine helping with targeting and, you know, intelligence gathering. I'm afraid Scholz may be turned out like former Chancellor Schroeder was a Putin puppet and received millions. So what can you do in Congress, or what can President Biden do to get Germany back on track?
Yeah, I mean, first, let's see if they are seriously off track. But secondly, I don't know much Congress can do. Maybe I'd have to think about that. I mean, the president generally, when it comes to international relations, has the most sway, which is why, like right now, you know, many of us would like him to take a far more aggressive stance with Benjamin Netanyahu, given what he's doing in Gaza and given his goals are not the United States goals. We want a two-state solution. We want lasting peace for the region. We want recognition of a Palestinian state. None of those things are what Benjamin Netanyahu want. And I think that's where the American people are. That's why there is a disconnect right now. But to Germany, I can't answer that specifically other than, you know, at least we can try to affect United States policy.
Virginia in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes. I would like to ask Mr. Pocan, Congressman, if he has heard anything about the Operating Engineers Union going with the Advantage Medicare program. This just happened as of January 1st, and it's a little scary because listening to the Tom Hartman program, I heard what is happening with it. And the one question I wanted to ask Tom Hartman is, when the one man called in, he said he used to work for the Advantage program, but he stopped because it was unfair. And did I hear him right that Medicare Advantage pays $1,000 to get each person on their program?
Yeah, it's a typical commission.
And I just have...
Yeah.
Pardon?
That's the typical commission. Some of them are higher, some of them are lower, but yes. So
they're buying out those people.
Well, they're paying salespeople a commission. So your union, what was the union?
Operating Engineers.
Okay, Congressman Pocan knows about it. Congressman?
Yeah. No, Virginia, I don't know, but I haven't heard that, so I will look into it. But, you know, this is something that I believe it was Representative Mark Takano and I hope I'm not saying the wrong member, but I think it was Mark. We were just talking about this because there is this increase in unions and local governments going to MA as well, which is all the more reason why the work that we're doing now is the most intensified reaction to Medicare Advantage I think we've seen in Congress, and we're hoping to have successes. And we just need everyone to reach out to their members of the House and Senate and say, look, only Medicare is Medicare. Quit, you know, funding Medicare Advantage to these extreme levels. I think it's a really positive message to have.
Jan in Bend, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep. Just fine.
Oh, good. Okay. So I've called in before, and I'm a practicing psychotherapist, and I actually specialize in narcissism. And I don't understand, the way to defeat a narcissist is to use clear, personal confrontation. We need to call him a rapist. We need to do it consistently. We need to criticize his personal appearance. We need to engage in name-calling. We need to not be the mature adults in the room, because guess what? That doesn't work with a narcissist or their cult following. So I don't know why we're taking this esoteric, you know, mature approach. It's not working.
Congressman?
Yeah, Jan, the only thing I'd say is I don't think Donald Trump is going to change his opinion if I tell him that he, is orange in appearance and is wearing a toupee, right? I think I have to convince voters that Donald Trump is bad for this country and that Joe Biden has actually gotten a lot done and will get more done. So I hear what you're saying. I understand the frustration. Trust me. Like, I, you know, the orange Jesus is not my friend. But at the same time, we need to convince voters, and that may not be the most persuasive way to do that.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is taking your calls for the hour. We call it Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. And we'll be right back on the other side of this break with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You can find the congressman's website at Pocan.House.gov, and you can find him on X at Rep. Mark Pocan.
From your hometown to Poplar, station for news, this is talk, the Buzz of the North. 910 AM the Buzz of the North. 910 AM for news, talk, and sports.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets that we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM to get up to 35% on bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM. Welcome back to Teresa in Pahoa, Hawaii. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. I just want to let you guys know that when I called Medicare, I looked into the federal government services of the phone book, mind you. I found, and I called and spoke to them, and I found out that Medicare Advantage, there's an open enrollment. It started in January 1st. It ends the March 31st, and you can change the plans or switch to a traditional Medicare, which I did for my Down syndrome sister, because when we updated her doctor's appointment and we looked at her information and stuff, and there it was, United Healthcare. And then knowing that they rip us off, I called, and yeah, she's off. She's on a traditional Medicare now, and I'm so happy. Really. So I just wanted to let you guys know and let everybody know that if they do have a Medicare Advantage, that they can, you know, switch to traditional Medicare, because since the open enrollment is till the end of this month.
Great. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. In fact, I was just in Pahoa President's Week, first vacation in 2 years for a week, and I love that area. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. We have friends who live just south of Pahoa. Thank you for saying that, because, you know, it's one of the things Tom's always been great about sharing, like, emails, and he got an email from Medicare telling them about Medicare Advantage. Why are we advertising them and not ourselves? And I made sure I gave that to the secretary as well. You know, and we're working on what you just said. I mean, we want to make sure that there's not the penalty that there is for some folks to be able to switch plans. There's a lot that we're working on and a lot that the department can do that doesn't need congressional approval and some that it does. But thanks for sharing that story so people know that there is a way to get back onto Medicare. And we're going to try to keep making it easier and easier. And instead of having Medicare advertise Medicare Advantage, maybe we can just, you know, keep Medicare being Medicare.
Victor in Pomona, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I've been a member of Kaiser Permanente for decades. And overall, I like the system because of what it offers. But they also take advantage of Medicare Advantage. Do you have a recommendation for how to navigate that situation?
Just a question, if I can, if it's too late, I understand. But are you on Medicare Advantage with Kaiser Permanente, or you just have them for your insurer?
They're my insurer, and they evidently use Medicare Advantage. I mean, that's what they do.
So you're over 65, Victor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're on Medicare Advantage through Kaiser. Congressman?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing, is that almost every major insurance company has Medicare Advantage plans because it's twice as profitable as regular health insurance. They're making oodles of money, and we're apparently going to give them a 3.7% increase while we're actually cutting OBGYNs an additional 3% of what they get from Medicare. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be dealt with on Medicare Advantage. I think just look at the plan. I mean, yes, they often give you something extra to reel you in. I think the thing I always try to caution people is then when you actually need care, often they'll refuse it and you have to go through an appeal process, which most people don't do, and it can become very cumbersome.
As they did to your mother.
As they did to my mother, exactly, where she didn't get the care she needed. And honestly, Wendell Potter, who used to work for an insurance company, now is helping us on fighting Medicare Advantage because his mother didn't get the care that she needed to. And he was an executive in an insurance company. So these stories, unfortunately, are too common, Victor, and that's why we're trying to warn people.
Brian in Middletown, New Jersey. Brian, we just have about 45 seconds. You got a real quick question, please?
Yeah, I'll do it real quick. I just want to say the messaging issue. Every Republican president Hoover's had a recession. Trumps are not patriots, four generations, seven men, 0 days of service. And read Matthew 5 and 25 and tell me that the Republican Party of Christians, you're crazy if you think that.
Got it. Well said. Congressman?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think there are a lot of things we need to talk about, but I think the best is, Joe Biden has actually delivered for the American people in ways that they can actually see and measure versus Donald Trump, and that's where we need to really be talking on, and freedoms, people's freedoms, whether it be choice or other issues. There's plenty of freedom issues on the ballot in November.
That is great. I already asked you if you're optimistic about what's coming up. Thoughts on the coming week?
We're actually going to do something in Congress. So I got balloons. This is special. We don't pass a lot of bills. We're going to get some budget bills done this week, and that's good.
That's great. Okay, Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always. Appreciate it.
Always great having you with us. Congressman Mark Pocan, you can check out his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. On the other side of this break, why Trump is going to lose and why is Elon Musk lying to people on X? Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and
Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New York subway crackdown, Governor Kathy.